Yeah, I mean, ever since I had, and I always enjoyed doing stuff with kids anyways, but yeah, ever since I've had children of my own, I enjoy these types of things even more. So, yeah, it's cool that anytime you can spend some time with kids who might not know who you are, but, you know, you may be able to become, you know, big one of their heroes or something down the road. So, need to do some stuff here. I think it was last year, the year before, I actually went to a school nearby and went by some classrooms as well. So, always enjoy doing stuff like this.
Okay, so I think I'll beat Lee to this, but we were all excited when we saw your entry pop up for the BC 39 and then talk to USAC, and it looked like you'd withdrawn it. What's the story there? Are you bummed that you're not running it?
Bell says you're a chicken.
I'm not a chicken, no. No. So I'm doing my go-kart race in California, and, you know, with it being on the West Coast, you know, flights are just, Sunday night, I'll probably get home 2 or 3 in the morning, and I have, like, a 7 a.m. flight to California, so I'll probably get, like, an hour of sleep that night, and then the go-kart race always runs late, and then I'd have to be on a 6 a.m. flight Wednesday to get to Indy by 4 o'clock, so it'd just be a rush, and I told Keith, you know, I'll just skip this year, and we'll see how it goes for next year. So I'm still going to get some racing in while I'm out west. I'm just going to stay out there, and I'm going to race a sprint car race in Oregon, and then on Wednesday night, and then race Chico on Thursday. So I'm still getting racing in. It just won't be at Indy, but I mean the event's going to be just as cool without me there. So Bell might just win by a half a lap rather than a straightaway now.
What do you anticipate that's going to be like at Indianapolis? I mean, the prestige alone.
Yeah. I mean, the prestige around the event is already been really cool. But once everybody starts rolling into the pit area and you get the first night in, it's going to be really cool. You know, somebody's going to, you know, put their name in the history books of winning the first USAC midget race, you know, in the speedway. So definitely a cool deal. And with it being on TV now, the next night is special as well. So I'm looking forward to watching it. I mean, like I said, I wish I could be there. Just schedule just not going to work out for me this year.
What are your thoughts on Ross Chastain joining Ganassi and racing in the 42 Xfinity car?
Yeah, I mean, Ross is overachieved in kind of everything he's been in that I've paid attention to since I've made it to NASCAR. So for the Karpoffs to give him an opportunity in a great piece of equipment is really cool. I think he's going to do an amazing job. Like I said, he overachieves in the stuff that he's in now in both, you know, Xfinity and Cup. So he's got some good racetracks that he gets to run as well. So I think he'll run up front and, you know, could even win.
What do you expect Indy's going to be like next week, considering it's the last chance for guys to get into the playoffs? Do you think it's going to be an act of desperation for some, or is it just going to be a typical Indy race?
I mean, you never really know what any race is going to be like before you get there. So, I mean, I don't know. I think as you get to this point in the season, you know, even months before, the field is getting close to being set for the playoffs already. So you already have those guys that are in a little bit of a desperation mode. But with Indy being the last shot, you know, they might, you know, try and get lucky with pit strategy and stuff. But that track, you're still going to have your fastest cars up front. So I wouldn't expect anything too crazy.
How do you handle that with now that you know you're in the playoffs? How do you handle kind of staying out of that fray? Do you worry about that at all?
No, I mean, I've felt like, I mean, for the last, I feel like 3 or 4 months, I felt like our team's been pretty solidly in the playoffs, even though mathematically you're not set until, you know, whatever we were last race. But for how our team's been performing and outperforming some other guys that are already outside the top 16, I knew we'd make the playoffs. So our mindset, I wouldn't think, is any different the last, you know, couple races and especially these next two. So we try and go out and win every race, every stage, every week. We just haven't been able to do that.
I talked to Doug Ducart last week at Gateway. What do you think he's brought to Chip Ganassi Racing?
Well, I think he's brought a, you know, level of experience that is a little bit different than what we've maybe had at Chip Ganassi Racing. You know, with Doug, he brings it across all forms of motorsports within our organization. So I think that's really cool. I don't really know, like, exactly what his job entails. I just know that he's a part of every, the Indy stuff, the NASCAR stuff, the IMSA stuff. Like, he's a part of it all, which is good to have, kind of eyes on everything and his hands on everything as well. So I've enjoyed Doug a lot so far, having him around and, fresh face, fresh ideas. It's all good. I don't know. We'll find out, I guess, this weekend. It didn't feel like an off weekend for me, so I didn't even pay attention really. I think being able to have a test in the middle of the off week was good. I felt like our Richmond test went really well. I felt like we learned quite a bit, hopefully. You never really know until you get into racing situations, but I felt like we were one of the faster cars there at the Richmond test, so and like I said, we learned some things. So hopefully those things that we learned, I know we've already put some into the Darlington car, so we'll see if it works or not.
I know you finished second in Bristol, but you didn't run nearly as well. Did you guys figure out what it was?
No, I mean, I haven't asked. Probably, I don't know, off race. I think my expectations are really, really high whenever I go to Bristol. So, I was in a bad mood for a lot of that race, I think, just because my expectations are high when I go to Bristol. And, I was kind of a negative person throughout the first half of the race. But once I, gave myself some realistic expectations for the rest of the race, I was in a better mood. But still wanted to, like I told Chad, I'm sorry I was a a-hole on the radio. I just expect to go there and lap the field. But we didn't have that there. But, we work hard to get better. At every racetrack, but because we want to dominate every race, we just gotta keep digging, keep working hard at it.
What was Chad's response? I mean, I think you want to have those expectations, especially after you win the pole and it looked like you were the car to beat.
No, Chad was like, no, I get it. I want to dominate every race, so we both do. So, like I said, I feel like I've got a great team, and we continue to make our stuff better and innovate and try and get faster. We just gotta keep hitting on some things.
All right, guys, we gotta wrap it up.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Kyle.
Yep. Thanks.